Again, I feel duty-bound to start off this audio boo for Audio Mo Month with another apology. Previously, I'd said that I would record one during the day, which I am doing. However, I have missed out today. Yesterday, being the 4th of July, was the day where Kyra, myself, went and helped our friends Chris and Sarah do up a flat, ready for them to let via Airbnb to holidaymakers coming to Barcelona. And we got consumed by the effort, the camaraderie, the pizza guzzling, the tea quaffing, the nail hammering inning, and all of the other various bits and pieces, that we got very, very tired. Working up to very, very late. So I didn't have the opportunity to really take the time out and record this. But I'm doing it today, and I'm going to do a second one later on today. And I kind of promised a little bit more of a backstory. Kyra, my girlfriend, works in education. She works for King's College University in London, and I worked in commercial radio for nearly 10 years now. And we decided that we wanted a change of lifestyle after having lived in London for the best part of 10 years and fell in love with Barcelona, I suppose, over a year ago now, and have worked really hard to kind of get to this point. There are a few ideas in the pipeline, namely Radio Born, which will be Barcelona's newest radio station, focusing on the El Born area of Barcelona and helping to celebrate and promote all of the music, live music culture and DJ music culture that goes on in this fantastic barrio. But yeah, I'm going to kind of let the morning, kind of the sounds, the ambientness, kind of paint a little bit of a picture. And then I'm going to kind of update a little bit more on what our progress is, because as with all plans, it's never quite that straightforward. And particularly when moving to another country, there are lots of convoluted and complicated processes to go through that all have their own little idiosyncratic twists and turns. But wow, nothing worth fighting for. You know, I mean, gee whiz, what a great place. And it's well worth the effort. Even though we've got pneumatic drills down there and they've been cleaning out the bottle banks, it is still one hell of a stunning morning. And the sky is blue. For somebody who's lived in Scotland for a very long time, this is quite a novelty, I'll tell you. Anyway, thanks for listening. Speak to you later. Bye.